The latest results are in for NASA's Mars Science Laboratory, the six-wheeled Curiosity rover that landed on Mars last August. The results show hints of something exciting, but just hints. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, rover scientists are making sure not to raise expectations.
Many of the rover scientists were in San Francisco today for the annual meeting of the American Geophysical Union. It was always the plan to present early results from the mission, but expectations for big news were raised when one of the instruments on board the rover appeared to detect organic molecules. Paul Mahaffey is the lead scientist on the instrument known as the Scientific Analysis at Mars, or SAM. Having already found signs of water on Mars, finding signs of organic material would be another piece of evidence that there might have once been life on Mars. But Mahaffey said at a press conference today, no news yet.
SAM has no definitive detection to report of organic compounds with these first set of experiments.
Mahaffey says SAM definitely saw simple organic compounds, compounds made of carbon, when it analyzed its first soil sample last month. It also saw compounds made with chlorine.
The reason we're saying we have no definitive detection yet of Martian organics is that we have to be very careful to make sure both the carbon and the chlorine are coming from Mars.
Mahaffey says they cleaned the instrument before it left Earth and cleaned it some more once it got to Mars, but he says it's still possible the carbon the instrument is seeing may be a contaminant from Earth. And Mahaffey emphasized that the carbon compounds, if they really are in the soil sample, may have come from non-biological chemical reactions.
The carbon, for example, could also come from inorganic carbon.
But seeing those carbon molecules would be a hint that carbon that did come from something biological might have survived on Mars and could be found. Rover Chief Scientist John Grotzinger of the California Institute of Technology said it will take a while to make sense of all the data coming from the rover's suite of instruments.
There's not going to be one single moment where we all stand up and on the basis of a single measurement have a hallelujah moment.
Grotzinger says that's just the way it works in science. Joe Palca, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.